They're anti-pet parents, and they're not getting a birthday card this year from my cat, Agnes. Here's Gatos and Chad.
Neither are you. That's funny, because she's like, I'm not getting that lady a card.
Well, she got one, but she scratched it, so it didn't count.
Well, I think we got what we asked for today. At 2 o'clock,
did we really?
President Biden had his first press conference of the year. It is it's his one-year anniversary, really, you know, taking over as the president. And so, you know, it's really fascinating. We're here at 2 o'clock. That's when we start the show. And President Biden...
He's like, how can I ruin their day?
...was on at 2. And he had about a 15-minute opening statement. So he tries to highlight, here are a few things I've done well. Here, let me tell you about this number and this and that. And Chad's over here. He's, you know, he's
got all
cursing.
Kinds of things going on. Right. I'm doing great because we told everybody to stay home and basically laid everybody off. But then we rehired them, and I count that. You know, more people have died under my watch, but that's okay. You know, inflation is doing great. More people are making more money than inflation, even though inflation is outgating the raises that people have got by a massive amount.
I'm pretty sure he didn't say any of that.
No, because that was truth.
Yeah. So he comes on for 15 minutes and makes his opening statement.
We were pretty excited that it was,
oh, it was
15.
Fantastic. And then he takes some questions from the media, and he was hit pretty good, at least at the beginning. And then he went for about 2 hours, but we only carried it for about a half an hour. It's so interesting to watch this president give a press conference compared to the last president when he gave a press conference. The last president who gave a press conference, Trump would give you a press conference, it was a big fight feel. He was going to knock somebody out. The media got there, and they wanted to knock out Donald Trump. So you had this fight between the media. You know, you mentioned it too. Like the guy from CNN is Acosta.
Jim Acosta.
Okay. Where he's a reporter, but he's acting like he's doing his own show, which isn't the right thing to do. You and I are not reporters. You and I are not journalists.
No.
We just speak.
We were talk. Not part of the show. You're supposed to go, hey, Mr. President, can I ask you a question? And then you ask the question. Instead,
right.
It was, hey, Mr. President, you're the worst human being on earth.
Right.
I think you suck, and you're all of these things. And then here's my question, and then the fight began.
Right. The president was, you have no ratings, you're a loser, and all that kind of stuff.
Sure enough, by the way, the president was right about that one. They have no ratings.
It's CNN. Who cares? My point is this. It's fascinating to look at the two different types of press conferences. You know, people voted for Joe Biden because they wanted boring again.
They wanted Trump gone.
Sure. Oh, there's no question about it. But they also wanted boring. But as you also said, you know, they wanted somebody competent. I don't know if we've seen that yet.
No.
Pretty sure we haven't seen that yet. So when you watch a Trump press conference, it's an hour of mudslinging. And to be perfectly honest with you, it's highly entertaining, but also it just, to me, seems wrong. Joe Biden today comes out, gives a 15-minute statement, how great he is, and then he takes some questions, and it is just snooze city.
Yeah.
I just think both of those types of press conferences are kind of wrong. And I don't want to see Trump mudsling, but I also don't want to see Biden fall asleep at the podium.
I thought he did a couple times. I joked, and you're like, he closed his eyes. I'm like, is he praying? It was weird.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was praying.
He was like, oh, God, please.
Well, he went 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was crazy. He went 2 hours. I didn't think he'd go 2 hours.
Don't get ahead of yourself there, Gipper. I will look. It's a new year, right? It's new year, new Joe. Like, this could be the opportunity where inflation crashes back down to normalcy and the normal way world, that we get back to this normal life of doing stuff.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
That's a possibility. We can give him an F now. We might give him an A next year, and then he's sitting at a C, and he's got 2 years left.
Yeah.
Or a year from now, we're like, here he comes, and by the way, he got his butt whooped in November, and
I don't think it matters what he does this year.
No, it's going to be real tough.
He's going to get his butt whooped in November anyway. And it's not because the Republicans are doing anything right. Well, he mentioned it. He even said it. What he said, he took a shot at the Republicans. What do Republicans stand for these days? I mean, that's what he said. It's a great question. What is it? I think they stand for kissing the ring right now. Isn't that basically what it is? Let me kiss Trump's rear end. That's what we stand for as a Republican. If you're a Democrat, I really don't know what you stand for either.
Well, you
know,
you stand for...
You could tell me what you stand for, but it doesn't mean that you do.
Here's the thing. what does the average person stand for? What do we want? We want, you know, we stand, we love our country.
Sure.
We want people to have, you know, opportunities. We want to have the chance to get ahead. We want, I mean, you know, the schools, we go over that over and over again. But when you ask these people what they stand for, they can't really tell you. They're all life and liberty and freedoms, and we want the little man and vote and blah, blah, so-and-so to pay their fair share. Mm-hmm. It's all the same talking points from the same, you know, yahoos that have been around forever and a day, and none of it ever seems to change because we have a two-party system. Independent may be the largest voting bloc, but at the end of the day, the only chance we have to vote, and South Park did it great, right? Yeah, it's a turd sandwich and a blank bag.
Yeah. I mean, and it looks like that's what we're going to have to choose in 2024.
Yeah.
It might be Hillary versus Trump.
Oh, God.
It might be Biden versus Trump, or the, you know, the Republicans will roll someone else out there. But it's interesting. A year into the president, in his administration, his, you know, we've seen his ratings and poll numbers, they're down. But we did something very interesting today on at 4:15, okay? Five spot is what we call it. We put five callers on the air. We asked them to call if they were independent voters.
Yeah.
And the question that we just kind of threw at them, grade the president. You're an independent. We took five calls, D+, F, C-, D-, and D. Those are all independents.
Yeah.
And those numbers are horrendous for the president of the United States. A D plus, an F, a C minus, a D minus, and a D. He didn't get one grade over C minus. It's hard to give him anything over a C minus. I'm at the D range. You're at the F range.
Yeah.
So his first year, not good.
No.
See what he does in his second year. I want him to be successful. I want the country to be successful. I don't really know what to expect. I don't know what's going to happen after 2 weeks when Omicron kind of leaves us and then something else comes. I have no idea. I don't know. Is inflation going to be here the rest of the year? I don't know. Probably. Are my gas prices going to stay like this? Because it's a joke. I don't know.
No. Get ready for potential $4-$4.50 gas, maybe higher.
Fear monger.
No. The reality is they're buying, they're selling. And people are buying calls, which is basically if you want to buy a call, you expect it to go up. If you want to buy a put, you expect it to go down.
Yeah.
In December, for over $100. It's about $88 right now. If it gets to $100,
mm-hmm.
It's
going to be bad.
Oh, Nelly.
It's going to be bad.
Nelly, Nelly, Nelly. Hey, did any planes crash today with the whole 5G thing?
I don't think so. I think we're all good.
Okay.
Good. Did they turn on those?
Yeah, they did. They turned on like 98% of them went on.
What, do you get an extra bar if you're a 5G?
It's supposed to be.
I thought you got COVID if you get 5G.
No. You get magnetic.
Oh, all right. I don't want to start spreading rumors.
We should totally spread rumors.
We should. Everybody else does it.
Yeah, nobody fact checks anybody anymore, right?
Memes on Facebook. Come on.
God, yeah, that's great. Nobody cares. They see something, they run with it. They walk into the world of people just don't. We get what we get, right?
By the way, 37% of Americans gave Biden an F.
Yeah, and they didn't talk to the other 63%.
They did. All right, coming up next. Very interesting. Arizona schools might have to shut down. They might have to fire teachers. It has nothing to do with COVID. Take COVID off the table. What is going on?
Good old-fashioned firing?
This is a good old-fashioned firing. No, this is not a good old-fashioned. There's something different going on.
Okay. Politics again screwed something up.
We're going to talk about it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona schools might have to shut down or even fire teachers. It has nothing to do with COVID. What does all this mean? Well, here to explain it to us, Chad, she's also a new mom.
A new mom.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman, joins us. State Superintendent, is that baby sleeping right now? Is that why you called us? Is that why we've got a couple minutes with you?
She is sleeping. Hopefully we have a few more minutes to go.
All right. Well, what does this all mean? There's a March 1st deadline, and it deals with the legislature, and it deals with Arizona schools shutting down, firing teachers if nothing is done. What is the deal? Because there are parents out there that are ripping their hair out saying, what's going on?
As they should be. This is extremely frustrating that this is still hanging in the air for our schools. So basically, there's this old law from 1980 that creates this spending cap for our school districts, and only school districts, not charters, because back in 1980, we didn't have charter schools.
Okay.
So this law back in 1980 limits how much school districts can spend on an annual basis, And if we don't take action by March 1st, our school district will be facing a combined total of $1.2 billion in cuts, which would ultimately cause major cuts for school districts. And actually, our rural school districts would even be the most hard hit by this, because it would be such a huge cut proportionally out of their budgets. It would impact every single school district in Arizona. There's no way that our schools can operate with having to take this type of cut, and it would ultimately result in school closures and or staffing cuts in a way that's truly not operational for our school district. So we must come to a solution, and the sooner the better.
So if I read it right, you guys have the money in the accounts, but you need permission to spend it. And they are now in a position of where they have to figure out how to get back to whatever it is that needs to get done. What is their solution?
Are
they working on it? Yeah, the legislator. Are they even working on anything?
Yes, a bill has already been introduced by Representative Pollack. We need both Republican and Democratic support on this, because it will take a two-thirds vote to come to solution. But Representative Pollack has already introduced a bill that's a clean repeal, because honestly, we don't need this in the future. So it's best to just repeal it, not have to deal with this again, not kick the can down the road, so to speak, just to repeal this. Because as you said, this money has already been allocated. These are our tax dollars that have already been allocated for our schools. And so they just need permission to spend what has already been allocated to them.
What would happen to the money? They don't take it back, right? It just sits there until they get this sorted out, right?
So actually, we've never not been able to solve this before. Nobody's sure what happens to the money. Does it go back to the general fund? Does it just hang there in limbo? There's actually not a clear cut explanation, because it's never happened before, because typically the legislature has been able to either increase the cap. We typically don't face this issue year to year. This is an unusual issue that we've even come to this point.
All right. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman is joining us. Arizona schools could lose $1.1 billion with a B dollars. The way to get this all solved is the legislature coming together, figuring it out. They've got to do it by March 1st. That's the deadline to get something done. You said that this has never been a problem before. Why are we worried that this won't get done then?
I'm worried this year because of how divisive politics have become. Even in the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot more will I saw from our lawmakers to work together to get things done on behalf of our public education system. But this is an election year. I'm seeing a lot of political maneuvering. I am seeing Republican legislators putting out comments that they would rather see more privatization of our schools. And they're using this as a political maneuvering method. We need to stop playing games and take the politics out of this. And our schools are still in crisis from this Omicron variant of the pandemic, and trying to keep their schools open when they're having severe staffing shortages due to COVID. We need to take the stress off the table. Our schools are already dealing with enough. We need to just get this done, make it a top priority for the beginning of the legislative session. And unfortunately, I haven't heard a commitment to get it done like that from both sides.
When will you start to get really worried? You know, because as we all know, government loves to leave stuff to the last moment. Then they love to pass something and then pat each other on the back as if they did something miraculous.
It's
basically their job. We saved the day. They,
yeah.
They set fire to a house, then put the fire out and say, look at us. When will you start to go, uh-oh, this fire's getting out of control and I don't think they're going to be able to do this?
Well, the deadline is March 1st. That's exactly what I'm worried about, is that this will, you know, we saw what happened with the budget last year. They waited till the absolute last minute, and it got to the point where we were worried about a state government shutdown or even budget cuts because of their inability to get it done in a timely manner. And so that's my concern, is this should be the very first thing they get done. It's just a clean repeal, so we don't have to worry about this anymore and
right.
get on with the rest of the legislative session. But I'm already worried that it's going to get delayed to the very last second.
Omicron is almost done with Arizona. It's supposed to blow in. It certainly has. It's supposed to blow out, which apparently it will in a couple weeks. And you guys have remained open the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
How has that happened?
Really, by the hard work of our teachers and school staff and school leaders, it's really a tremendous achievement that they've been able to stay open. I know that families have been feeling the impact of the difficulties that our schools are facing. Things like the bus routes are delayed constantly because of the bus driver shortage. I know some classrooms have been combined and teachers are taking on double the workload to be able to teach more than one class and cover for their colleagues. Sports cancellations. So I know families and our schools have really been feeling the impact, but truly just the incredible hard work and achievements of our teachers and school staff. They've just gone above and beyond, and I can't say enough of really they're the heroes of this new year already of 2022 to be able to keep schools open so as they have.
All right, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. Again, congrats on the little baby girl. Also, keep us up to date on that March 1st deadline, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Chad, that March 1st deadline, in all these different years, it never meant anything because everybody was just going to pass this. I think she has a point. In the way that politicians are now, and this, I don't like teachers and I don't like schools, you know, there could be a problem.
It's a possibility. There's no doubt about that. I mean, the reality is we live in a world now where politics is far more important than the actual getting done of something. I think they will get it done, but
they'll make them sweat.
They're going to make them sweat. And that's, unfortunately, the world that we live in. They make people sweat.
Let's play pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Pablo, open the phones. We end the show with pop quiz. True, false questions about the day's news.
Yeah, baby.
277-5827. Chad has a prize. If you get five in a row, you win the prize. We'll see if he's got something.
Didn't say it was a good prize, but
no, we did not.
602-277-KTAR.
Pop quiz. Join us next.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right, here we go, 277-KTAR pop quiz. This is how we end the show. True, false questions about the day's news. You don't understand. Chad takes all day to find a great prize for you. And if you get five in a row, you will win it.
That's right. Very excited. And it's going to be good. We got to reel it. This
no.
One.
It's going to be super. Do you want to say what it is or no?
It's just, you
Let's
guys
go with
are going to
no.
be super.
All right.
If you guys like water bottles,
right.
This is the one for you.
Oh, gosh. Who's first?
Becky, why are you wearing a mask in a room by yourself?
Because I'm getting ready to walk around.
No.
I have an hour-long show coming up.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you haven't lost your mind. Jimmy in Phoenix, how are you?
Jimmy, are you ready to play pop
Fantastic.
Quiz?
Are you ready to win a horribly awesome prize?
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
True or false, Becky Lynn is wearing a mask in a room all by herself. True or false?
That is true.
It is true. Right. Joe Biden held his first press conference of 2022 today. True or false?
True.
Two in a row. It lasted an hour. True or false?
It lasted over an hour, so that would be false.
You got
15 minutes, but he did questions for 2 hours.
All right, you got three in a row.
He gets it.
Good, good. Biden hadn't held a press conference since November. True or false?
You know what? I'm just going to say true. I have no idea.
It's true, and it's four in a row. Let's see if you
really
win
want this
Chad
thing.
Prize. Biden is sending 500 million masks to people in the U.S. True or false for the win?
I think that is false.
It is false. 400 million. Well played. Give that man a crappy prize.
That's right. Jimmy, congratulations. Let me tell you what you won, Jimmy. You won a water bottle that was left here, not used, by the same thing we gave away yesterday, the same company. It's brand new. You'll enjoy it.
Come on.
Russ in Phoenix, how are you?
Russ, are you ready to play
What's
pop quiz?
What's happening?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. An Arizona gubernatorial candidate says she wants to bring back Tent City at the southern border. True or false?
It's a he. It was Matt Salmon.
That's right.
Well played.
Look
it is false.
Well played, Russ. Well played.
That candidate has the same name as a type of fish. True or false?
True.
It is true. It is Matt Salmon, as you said. Let's see. The GOP is recruiting Arizona Governor Doug Ducey to run for president. True or false?
False.
It is false. Senate. Boy, everybody's on fire today. 37% of people give Joe Biden an F grade for his first year in office. True or false?
I got to assume it's higher than that. False.
Nope, you're dead to me. It's true. He thought it was higher.
Yeah. It's because he realizes what a horrible job he's done.
You know what? He's probably right. It
probably
should
right.
be higher.
Again,
right?
They didn't ask the other 63% of the people. Kyle and Buckeye.
Kyle, you ready to play pop quiz?
Let's do it.
All right, let's see. 8 in 10 people. 8 in 10 take their pet's mental health more seriously than their own. True or false?
True.
No, you're dead to me. It's false. 7 in 8.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Let me tell you what you want. I hung up on you, and then it cost you a thing.
I think we're
sorry to everybody else who couldn't get to tonight. Thanks for playing the feud.
Yeah, it's pop quiz.
Whatever.
We'll play it again tomorrow at about 5:45.
5:45.
All right. Becky Lynn has Arizona's evening news.
Oh, my. Hopefully she takes her mask off.
She's got it off. She's all ready to go. It's hard to talk like this. Very tough. Chad, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you later, brother.